Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Hi. Hello. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host here on this podcast, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you on this podcast with us today. Today is also special for many, many reasons. Well, not actually today. It was a bit of like yesterday. Actually, 2 days ago, because by the time you listen to this, the day would have passed. But we are 2 years old. Yay! Happy birthday to us. So we are 2 years old on the Adia Talks podcast. Exciting. So I should have some music to play, like some happy birthday music, but you know, we're celebrating all of July, and I will fill you wonderful listeners on all of that. So I'm your host. My name is Mo Adia. I do a number of things, and one of them is host this wonderful podcast where we talk about being the best version of yourself, which, you know, is really being connected back to your creator. So everything is from that perspective of what God has designed you to be. And without sounding cliche, in a sense, living your best life, the life that God has called you to live here on the earth and what he's called you to do. So our definition of success is totally according to God's will for our lives. That's what we're about here on this podcast. If you're new, hello, welcome. If you are a listener, a faithful listener, or maybe you're not too faithful, you listen once in a while, we still love you and I'm embracing you. Welcome. We are two years old. God is faithful because it's, you know, people start things and, you know, I don't take it for granted. People start things with good intentions and they don't always finish because sometimes life happens, things happen. It's not always, it's easy in Jesus's name. But, you know, sometimes through the journey, there might be obstacles and things that people encounter. And I can't say that life, you know, we do, life has those things, but through it all, God is faithful and he's been so faithful on this podcast, how we've been able to keep on going for 2 years. I'm so grateful, and there are many more years ahead in the name of Jesus, because I know God is really has a lot in store for this podcast and for you listeners. That's really what we're about. We're about helping you and doing what God says we should do and reaching your homes. So the first thing I want to ask you to please do, if you're listening, is to share this podcast with somebody who you think needs it, or who, you know, just share it with people. Put it on your, you know, your WhatsApp status, your Instagram stories. You can even put it on Instagram. Go to our page, repost stuff on there, you know, about the podcast or about, you know, whatever you want to on the page. But share this podcast with a friend, a friend, a fellow believer, an unbeliever. There could be anything, you know, that there's loads of different episodes which people would relate to. So please do get the word out there, share this podcast, and we're glad to have you on. So as I said, I wasn't actually joking when I said for the whole of July, we will be celebrating. So we'll probably have more episodes than we have in previous months this month, just because we're celebrating and there's a lot we want to put out there. There's a lot we want to share, you know, as part of our celebration of being two. We really don't take it for granted, like being two. And how I know, I mean, I released this podcast, or we released, because we're all in this together, right? So this podcast was released back in 2019 on the 4th of July. I know that because it's my birthday and it was very intentional. And I remember even through the process of releasing, I think I was traveling that day or the day before. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have to make sure this is all done, that's all done. But God is faithful and it all happened. And, you know, I was just trying to navigate through this podcast life, you know, what to do, you know. And we're going to have an episode definitely this month, because it's definitely something that I think is key for this middle part of the year, the 2021. But you know, you can start things sometimes and maybe not start them the best way you would like to, but it's important to start where you are with what you have to the best of your ability. So if I recall, my equipment recording this podcast before was very different to my setup right now, you know. And I remember I had to record the second episode in a hotel room in Chicago. And I was like, this echo is terrible. But I literally just had to do it because I had, you know, I set up sort of some sort of schedule for myself at the time. And I just had to do it. And I was tired. I remember I was with a girl, I was in Chicago for, I'd literally flown from Atlanta to Chicago. And I was in a hotel room. And I had, you know, I had a heavy schedule in Chicago because I was with my group that I'm part of, the group I'm part of called Refresh. We'll talk about them another day. But as we were the Refresh team, shout out because they have the new album coming out soon, but that will be another conversation. But as we were Refresh and we had a schedule and I was dealing with jet lag and I was coming from a city or state that was an hour ahead plus the jet lag from where I live, it just was a lot. So it really, really took the strength of God to keep it going. But I want to shout out to all of you who have projects, who have things that you have kept going in spite of. You know, God will continue to, you know, be with you and help you and guide you and show you, send helpers. And when you are tired, you know, sometimes we're physically tired, give you the strength to do so. Other times I know I've recorded this where I've been exhausted. Other times you guys would not believe, this year I remember many times because of a really tight schedule I had, I used to record these episodes at 2 a.m. or 2:30 because I used to have to do something at 12 to 2 and then I had this mini break in between and then I recorded. Don't ask me, it was a lot. But God is faithful. And I want to give a shout out, as I say, to all of you who are just keeping things, you know, keeping going with what you have, or maybe you're just starting. God will sustain you and keep you in the endeavors that he has placed in your heart because he's behind them. Hallelujah. So today we have quite a few things to cover. And I'm like, I don't want this to be too long. I always say this, but I wanted to make sure that we release this today because this is our hey, happy birthday type of thing to introduce our celebrations, right? That I said are going to be taking place. So you want to keep on listening. You want to subscribe if you haven't, because you want to catch some of what we're doing. So we're also going to be giving out stuff as well for you to, you know, stuff for you to have, for you to help you grow. So, you know, it makes sense. It really does make sense to subscribe to the podcast. But today I wanted to really talk about, I said there's a few things. Key thing I wanted to talk about topic-wise is really about things to do for the, you know, we're in the middle part of the year right now. And there is, you know, a lot of, I mean, it's incredible how like God releases a word or he just releases something and a lot of people catch on to it and all of that. But I remember specific things that the Lord ministered to me about this middle part of the, or about the rest of the year and about the middle part of the year and all of that for us as believers, because in the world there's be all sorts happening. There's, you know, still going to be all sorts happening and all of that. But things that he said to encourage us and really for us to remain in him and to be encouraged through his word and to be watered by his word. That's really our word for the rest of the year. To be watered by his word. But that watering, that watering of his word really will take us to the places he'll have us go to. So the acceleration, hallelujah, God, I'm just reading this out as he's saying it, right? The acceleration that the Lord is giving us, because there's an acceleration. I mean, this thing, I caught this thing like 2 months ago and I didn't really do it. I was like, okay, God, I know, you know, and I saw an image of, you know, particularly in our prayer room, people changing shoes to like running shoes to move speedingly and catch up with where they needed to be. 2 months ago, and you know, when God's prompting, write this down, say it. I'm not always on point with that, but I'm getting better. But things like that, right? So the Lord was really, really highlighting that to me about speed, acceleration, because people need to catch up. And it was like, almost get your shoes on. You know, when you're an athlete's going to run, they're not going to run in heels. They're not going to run in boots. They're going to get running shoes, trainers, Converses, those kinds of things to actually run. So it was like people were changing their shoes and getting ready for the speed. Because, you know, we've been praying so much about things, God, do this, do that. And then sometimes when we pray, we don't, because we're so used to just praying without expectancy or without preparing ourselves, it just hits us, right? But what the God was saying at that time is he was changing people's shoes so they were getting prepared. So just to be diligent and obedient to the things the Lord is telling you to do, the small, big things, whatever he tells you to do, right? So, but all of that acceleration, the speed, the this, whatever God has promised you, the enlargement, the all of those things, right? Because we'll come from a place of being watered by his word. And what that means, I didn't mean plan to talk about this today, but I'm just going as Holy Spirit speaks through me. But what that means by being watered by his word is that, you know, that's the only source of what is going to help us prevail. Because if you're not watered by his word, then if you literally just let the world, give you the nutrition or whatever you need, what the world has to offer will dry you out. We see like drying and famine and things happening in the world. We're seeing shortages of things. We're seeing things go up in price. Like if you notice, things are just more expensive than before. It's kind of crept up, but it's been happening since last year. Things are just like different. There's a big change and shift in a lot of things as a result of some of the stuff that happened last year and just generally the way things are going. But you need to be watered by the word of God to receive what God has for you. It's the word that will water you. So it's being able to be being sustained. That's our sustenance. It's the word, what he's put in our belly, is the word that's in our belly, the word that we study, the word that we consume, the word that we chew, the word that we meditate on, that we read, that, you know, we get into that word of God, like letting the word minister to you, because that's what's going to feed you. And that's what's going to produce all the things that God has for you, that would have, you know, that God will have you do. Because really, those who are watered by the word and are really staying in that place in this season will stand out. The world will look at you and marvel and say, how can you be thriving in this environment that we're all in? How can you not get sick? How can you be covered? How is it possible that your family are just, you know, how they will look at you and marvel? Funny thing is, I had a colleague ask me, when was it? Not too long ago. But they're asking me about how I was able to like juggle quite a few things. And I was just like, I was thinking about it. I was giving them responses. I was like, actually, God, is you. Like, you know, I was like, oh, maybe try this. And maybe try to think about. And I was like, oh, try. You know, I was giving them tips. And I was like, okay, I'll send you some stuff to help you, you know. And I just thought to myself, it's the grace of God. It's actually, and I thought to myself, oh, God, this is one point. This is the place where I minister to this person, right? And I thought, God, okay, this is a person I'm working with. So I have a longer, you know, it's not a, like I'm just in person today and also I thought, okay, this is a project, Lord. I'm going to pray for them, you know, pray for them. I know enough about them to pray for them and their family. And somehow they're going to really see you through all of this. Anyway, that's a digression. But it's really being watered by his word that is our word in this season. So I encourage you to be watered by his word. I also want to encourage you to really come up to that place God will have you come up to. Do not let the enemy try to. A lot of you, the enemy is discouraging you. He's showing you things, oh, this, oh, that, like all these little things to just try to get you off course. You know, the enemy is trying to distract you with those things, but do not let the enemy distract you or throw you off guard. I want to encourage you to walk in that place that God has called you to. What he has placed in you is for such a time as this. The kingdom has need of you. This is not a time for you to shy away or to play small, but come up higher. And whatever you need to do to ensure that you are constantly encouraging yourself in the word and the Lord, I encourage you to do it. For some of you, it would be deliberately setting up times of confession of the word of God, of prayer, of the word of God. It would be stopping, it would be where you stop watching certain things or you stop listening to certain things. Some of you, social media, you need to stop or you need to unfollow. And it's not because of cancel culture, it's really your mental health. Because some of you follow, like you just follow people and you're just watching people's lives and whiling and wasting away time. And I'm not saying I'm guilty sometimes. It's like, what are you doing here? You know, whiling. So I go on a spree sometimes of just cleaning up my social media. But some of you just need to follow things that don't enrich your life or things that cause you now to be anxious or to be this. And it might be for the season you're dealing with that, because they're just things you're dealing with, you're working through with God, right, in your heart. But whatever you need to do, and this I'm not saying in a negative light, but whatever you need to do to ensure that you are encouraging yourself in the Lord, I encourage you to do that. If it's to set yourself up of a challenge of you read a book, you know, every day, that helps to, you know, whether you read is a book with 8 chapters, you say, well, every day I'm going to read this book for, you know, 1 week or something. Maybe over the weekend I do more. I'm going to read one chapter a week, something that's enriching you. Replace the time that you spend watching random TV or YouTube. Like, you need to be deliberate about what you're doing with your time. Whatever you need to do to encourage yourself, whether you need to write Bible scriptures and post them on your wall, or post them where you can see them, or post, you know, something the Lord has shown you or given you where you can see it. Encourage yourself in the Lord, because the enemy will try to attack your mind, trust me, with whatever he can, because you are in such a pivotal time where the Lord has so much for you and he just wants you to be watered by his word. So the enemy doesn't know all things, but he senses things or recognizes, okay, seeing that this one is doing this, is it, but you then counter it, because really we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So you're not there wrestling those things that are the distractions. You're dealing with them in the place of prayer. You're dealing with it through the word of God. But even with us, if your physical environment, make your atmosphere conducive to constantly harness the presence of God. Watch what you're saying, watch what you're speaking to, watch how you speak to other people. Watch, you know, when talking, sometimes we end up talking about someone and it's like, stop, just stop yourself in your tracks if you find yourself going into that. Just things like that. Just, you know, be mindful of those things. All of this I've said was not the plan for today. It was not the plan for today, but I felt it necessary to give you that charge. The kingdom has need of you now. There's no point backing down. The world is not backing down, and you can't afford to back down in this season. So please, 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 I encourage you to ensure that you are doing what is necessary to encourage yourself in the Lord. Today, I wanted to talk about things like a sort of mid-year review, like, you know, call it review, checkpoints, whatever you want to call it, a mid-year check-in. So I'm checking in. Hi, people. For the mid-year, and I wanted to give you some tips on what to do in this time. But there are about 11, actually they're 10, but with a bonus. So it's 11 things. And I would love to talk through them in detail, but I don't want to make this episode too long. So we're going to talk about them in our next episode, which will be on by Thursday. That will be out. So we'll talk about that in the next episode, because this is our birthday month. So we're just dropping epistles here and there, as well as prizes and stuff, right? So we'll be talking through that, because I don't want to make this too long. But I think this charge was necessary for you to really, to even get you in the frame of mind for doing your mid-year checkpoint, is to start to do things to encourage yourself in the Lord. Some of you are down and depressed, and I encourage you to do stuff like play the word of God. Just get, you know, there's some apps. There's a lovely app I found. I know there's YouVersion, but I love Dwell Bible app as well. I have both of them. And Dwell is just nice for, like, I love the way this, the vocal, the audio on Dwell, because it has different voices and stuff. So, you know, that's just nice to sometimes just play the word of God, play the Psalms over yourself. There's all sorts of things on YouTube as well. Like, you can play the Psalms and all of that, you know, just get your atmosphere, because some of you just need that encouragement with the words. So just let it surround you. Play worship instrumentals that are anointed, worship music that's anointed, to just surround your atmosphere with that. Just start to really be purposeful about that. Just as you begin to, and that will help to encourage you, and then begin to see, okay, what does God have it? What's ahead for the next 6 months, right? So let me start. So yes, you're starting to get into it. And when I think of the next 6 months, if I'm true to myself, I always see December as a bit of a, like, not nothing happens, but it's a bit of like a slow down month, and, you know, slow down, and half of it is, you know, holidays and all that. So it kind of slows down, and then people are preparing for the next year, and that's also a preparation point. So it's kind of not really 6 months, you know, it's really the rest of July, August, September, October, November. So it's 5 months, right? More or less. A lot can happen in 5 months. Like, you can, your life can literally shift. But that all comes from a place of preparation, you know, and a lot of you need to catch up with, you know, God is changing your shoes to catch up. It's not just changing your shoes for you to just, like, be standing there, right? Or jogging on the spot. So a lot of movement can happen, but preparation, prayer and preparation are the key things that will help to shift you. And tell me, I'm truth be told, I'm going on this journey with you. So as I'm talking through this, these are things that I'm doing myself. This is something I'm saying, okay, I'm doing this because I don't want to, in the next 5 months or 6 months, or when, you know, when we do the evaluation, I don't want to be in the same place. I will not be in the same place. I will not, because I'm being intentional. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. Another thing I want to mention really quickly, which encouraged me a lot, is I was with a group of women that I were in a coaching group together, and it was online. I was online because they were in another country, and one of the women spoke about how she was feeling a little bit like, oh, what actually happened this 6 months? What's she done? You know, you're thinking, oh, what's actually happened? Nothing's happened. Oh gosh, I've just wasted time. And she decided to write, you know, she called it a joy list. You know, we often call it gratitude journal, but I loved the term a joy list. You know, so shout out to her. I've coined what she said. That's so beautiful. A joy list, and just writing down the things that she's thankful for. So perhaps go through each month and just write down the things that happened in that month. And they could be small things. There could be things that even didn't happen. You didn't get sick. Maybe you always got sick in the winter season. You didn't get sick. You didn't, you know, this happened. You write about your family, whatever. Write down those things. And by the time you do that, it will so encourage you, honestly. You will see. And as you begin to even just put your pen to paper, or your thumb to your phone, the Holy Spirit will begin to show you, because the Lord wants us to have thankful hearts. We must remember that. So once he sees your heart posture is in a place of gratitude and thankfulness, Lord, help me remember. He'll just begin to show you this, that. And you know, for me, it was my birthday. I don't talk too much about this, but it was my birthday recently, or yesterday. And naturally, birthdays can kind of force you into this place of like reflection and all of that. And truth be told, part of me was feeling, I was like, the enemy is just a liar. Because I was beginning to feel like, oh, yeah, okay, but this hasn't happened, or this, or, you know, still thinking about the things, because I'm naturally very hard on myself. So thinking about the things that I wanted to happen, but perhaps didn't happen, or maybe I haven't seen, they haven't manifested fully. And, you know, God has shown me things about them, or told me, you know, but sometimes we get so caught up in like the big things, the flashy things, or the obvious evident things, you know. But don't get caught up in that. You know, the Lord was like, ready me back in, come back. So it was like, literally, it was the day before my birthday, I heard this thing about the joy list, which, I mean, obviously, you know, gratitude journals, gratitude, all of that. But I just loved the way it was called, a joy list. So it sort of reined me in into like, I was like, okay, God, you're speaking to me now in terms of, don't go into your birthday in this mode of like reflection and thinking about all of these things. Because when you start to get older, sometimes you start to think, oh, okay, when I was young, this age I'm at seems so huge to me, and I thought I've done huge things by now, you know, or all of that. But truth be told, we've done huge things, but we play them down. And when we're going through life, we don't sometimes recognize those things. So I encourage you to get your own gratitude joy list together. I'm trying to remember the person's name that said it, but shout out to her. The joy list and all of that together, right? So that's what I want to leave you with. Because of time, and I've spoken quite a bit, we will talk in a couple of days about the things that you should, you know, some things that you should do basically as your sort of mid-year checkpoint as well, some things to do. So I'd love to talk through those in detail. So we'll leave that for the next episode of this podcast. Wonderful. As I said, it's our birthday. We are celebrating. So we actually do have a gift. We have gifts to give. We have gifts. We're giving. We have gifts to give you for the celebration. I'll probably talk more about it in the next episode because I should have probably mentioned it right at the start what the gift actually is. But we'll talk about that in the next episode. So what you need to do is make sure you subscribe, make sure you share it with a friend so that you can find out what we're sharing, what we're doing. And we'll talk about the gift on Thursday, and then we'll do like whatever the competition is we need to do for the gift, or well, some sort of getting somebody to win. I'm gonna call it a competition, but some sort of thing like that. And then you can, you know, go away with that gift, and that will be our gift for this week. And then in the coming weeks, we will have gifts as well to give away. So I love you guys. I love spending this time with you. I hope this blessed you. I hope this gave you a charge. The last thing I will mention is on Saturday, so 2 days ago, we had Abba's Heart, which is something I do under sort of Moadia. I don't like calling it ministries. Under Moadia anyway. So something that the Lord placed on my heart at the start of 2020. Was it 2020 or 2019? It was, I think it was the start of the year, actually. Yeah, start of the year, last year. And it's really just it's a worship and prayer time in his presence. And it's just a time of refreshing, you know, restoration, just a time of fellowship with God. So that happened on Saturday. It was incredible. I loved it. It was amazing. I was blessed. Even though, you know, when you're organizing something, you're sort of in the thick of it. But, you know, it was, I was really, really blessed. I've actually had the time to watch it back since then. So I want to encourage you to also watch Abba's Heart. So if you need the link for it, go to Moadia on Instagram, hit my bio, the link will be there. Click to Abba's Heart, or you can go to Moadia TV or search Abba's Heart Worship and Prayer 3.0. It will come up on YouTube. So it's right there for you to watch. Just play in the background as you pray. There's prayers, there's charges, there's worship just to, you know, encourage you, keep you in the Lord. And a lot of words that were shared, words of encouragement and things like that. So I encourage you to actually do that. I'm not saying that just because it's me, just because it's really what the Lord would have us do now, and connect with the Father's heart and connect with Abba. So I encourage you to do that as well. Now, that's my last thing for announcements. I wanted to announce something else, but I said that was my last thing, so I'm keeping it there, right? So thank you so much for joining us today. Please remember to share this podcast, leave us a comment, drop us a message, you know, review, whatever. So let's get the word out there and spread the word of God and help people live the best, their best life as God designed them to live. So we thank you for joining us today. And I will see you in a couple of days when we are back to talking about the media thing. Actually, that's probably going to be a live recording type podcast, but we'll leave that. But we will see you in a couple of days. All right. Take care. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care, and God bless you.